So Baruch Hamavdo Ben Kodesh Shulchol. Probably one of the most confusing sentences that we say. No one really knows when you need to say it. Do you need to say it? Does your wife need to say it? What happens if you don't say it? So, you know, we'll go through for 10 minutes some of the most, I think, common applications of when Baruch Hamavdo comes up and if what you're supposed to do. So case number one is Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says straight up in Reish Tzadi Tes Yud, Asr la'aso shum malacha kodem shi'avdo. Before you make Avdallah, you're not allowed to do any work. Okay, that's pretty basic. However, then Shulchan Aruch says, Im hivdo betfila, if you said ato chonantanu in Shmoneh Esrei, mutter, you're allowed to do work, you're allowed to drive home, afal pi sha'adayin lo hivdo alakos. Even though you haven't made Avdallah in a cup, you're allowed to drive home after you say ato chonantanu in Ma'ariv. Fine. Then Shulchan Aruch says, well, if you need to do work before you make Avdallah, in other words, someone needs, I don't know, the lights out, so the lights go out, and before you daven Ma'ariv, someone wants to turn back on the lights. So you say Shulchan Aruch, what do? You say Omer Amavdil, and you're allowed to say Amavdil, blow bracha, v'osa malacha. So in other words, if you haven't daven Ma'ariv yet, the only time that you would say Baruch Hamavdo from Shulchan Aruch would be that situation. If you haven't daven Ma'ariv yet, you want to do malacha, so you say Baruch Hamavdo ben Kodesh Shulchan. Fine. But if you daven Ma'ariv, and you said Atu Chanan Tanu, do you need to say Baruch Hamavdo ben Kodesh Shulchan? No, of course not. Says the Ramah, what about women? V'chein nashim sheina mavdilim b'tfila yesh l'amdon sheyomru hamavdo ben Kodesh Shulchan kodem sheyasu malacha. So really, the main case where Baruch Hamavdo comes up is for the women who are not davening Ma'ariv for the most part, and therefore, before they want to turn on the lights, before they want to get their phones, you know, it used to be turn on the lights, now it's the first thing you do Matzei Shabbos, is you run to get your phone. So before you turn on your phone, what should you do? You should make sure they say, Baruch Hamavdo ben Kodesh Shulchan. Fine. So far, so good, no complications. Let's say you're a shlamazel, you're a dope, and you forget to say Atu Chanan Tanu in Ma'ariv. Now you want to drive home. So what do? Do you have to say Baruch Hamavdo in that situation? You're just allowed to drive home. You didn't say Atu Chanan Tanu in Ma'ariv. You should have to say it. So the Avsel says, Yochis Chag B'Chag, and many others say this as well, this is not a Chiddush, that you have to say Baruch Hamavdo in Kodesh Shulchan if you want to drive home. And you're thinking, okay, it's a nice idea. Say Baruch Hamavdo before I drive, good idea. What happens if you don't say Atu Chanan Tanu, and you don't say Baruch Hamavdo ben Kodesh Shulchan, you forget both, and you drive home? Do you need a daven Shmoneh Esrei Ma'ariv again? If, let's say, you eat before you make Avdallah, and before you even are Mavdil, you say Atu Chanan Tanu. Let's say you forget Atu Chanan Tanu, and you take a bite after Ma'ariv. According to most poskim, you actually need to daven Ma'ariv again. Because you didn't say Atu Chanan Tanu in Ma'ariv, and you ate, you have to daven Ma'ariv again because it doesn't count. You would have to be chozer mispalo. So what about if you do malacha in this situation? Now, so think about it. You forget Atu Chanan Tanu. I don't know how many times you forget Atu Chanan Tanu. I would say I forget Atu Chanan Tanu, you know, once every few months for sure, if not more. I'm embarrassed to say probably more. You know, usually you're davening by heart. You always forget. And then once you're ready, you know, finish the bracha, it's too late to go back. So it's a pretty common bracha which is forgotten. You forget Atu Chanan Tanu. Now you go out of your car. You have to possibly daven Ma'ariv again. Says the Mishnah Berurah earlier on, in Reish Tzadi Dawud, he asks this exact question. Says the Bar Halacha, he says, no, it's only eating. I'll call panim when you need malacha. So if you forget to say Atu Chanan Tanu, you forget to say Baruch Hamavdo, ain lahachmer b'diavad lachzer l'spalo. You don't need to go back. And he says, you know, it's you don't have to be so machmer. However, others, the Tiwa with David and others say that if you forget Atu Chanan Tanu and you forget Baruch Hamavdo ben Kodesh Shulchan and you drive home and you do malacha, you have to be chozer l'spalo. You have to daven Ma'ariv again. So what do you see from here? This is another application. Besides the women, is application number one of where Baruch Hamavdo is extremely important. Case number two where Baruch Hamavdo is extremely important is if you forget Atu Chanan Tanu. And if you forget Atu Chanan Tanu, what should you do? Say Baruch Hamavdo right after davening. Some want to suggest it's so scary, this halacha of Tehillah with David, that if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I didn't know this until I really started working this up a few days ago. This is a tremendous halacha. That if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and you realize, oh shoot, I didn't say Atu Chanan Tanu, what should you do? What does Rabbi Ardi say? Huh? You don't go back. Years I never went back. Never, my whole life I've never gone back. Many poskim say Yitaka should say Atu Chanan Tanu in Shomei Tefillah or at the end of davening, like Elokai Nitzor, right before Elokai Nitzor. Why? because you're going to run into this problem. Let's say you forget Atochen and Tanu, and you need to drive home. If you don't say Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kol Shulchol, if you don't remember to say Baruch Hamavdu before you get into the car, you possibly need a Daven Ma'ariv again, according to some poskim. So many say, I saw the Kovetz Halachas, the Avnei Yushva, they say if you remember in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you should actually say Atochen and Tanu, which is a tremendous chiddush, and I think connected to the Pashas of Art Scroll. You have to look up what Art Scroll says in the back, but I think if you look by the Art Scroll, it says you don't go back to Shmona Esrei. You wouldn't go back and repeat the part of Shmona Esrei, but you would throw in Atochen and Tanu by Shomer Tefillah. That's two cases of...
You just say Baruch Hamavdu or whatever you want.
You could, but you just have to remember to do that. Most people, when they finish Maariv, don't say Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kol Shulchol, because you usually never need it, because you usually say Atochen Antanu. But if you forget Atochen Antanu, you really better say Baruch Hamavdu, otherwise you drive in your car, you have to suffix if you have to daven Maariv.
But why do you have to repeat Shmona Esrei?
Because it's just like... No, you could say Baruch Hamavdu and you'd be fine. But let's say you don't say Baruch Hamavdu and you get in your butt, you press the keys to your car. So you did Malach already, now you're messed over. You lost your chance to say Baruch Hamavdu because you already did Malacha, and now according to that you have to really daven Shmona Esrei again according to many poskim. Bir Halacha would say you don't have to daven Shmona Esrei again, but there are poskim who say you do. What about this application? Yeah. You're right, Tisha B'Av, correct. Now I'm talking about Stam weeks. So I'll tell you what happens in my house every single Matzah Shabbos. This always happens. What happens? You come home from Maariv, especially if you daven here, we daven, 10 minutes earlier and some other neighbor rituals. What happens when you get home? You get home, and your wife and your daughters, definitely they're all sitting around the table with their chalorals, yeah? Everyone's still shal shudas in my house, especially when it's a 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock Maariv. The kids are all having supper. So they started shal shudas before Shkia, but you know, a couple of kids at home, everyone has to get their cream cheese, etc. Everyone needs to get their bread, their challah. So people are still in shal shudas. And I already daven Maariv, okay? Now I want to make havdalah. So what are the girls supposed to do with benching? So what my kids do is, my wife always tells them, bench quickly. You know, you bench quickly. Because if they hear Avdallah, if they hear Avdallah first, and now they want to bench, do they say Ritzay in benching?
No.
According to 99% of the poskim, they don't. There happens to be a Sefer Kinyan HaTorah from Stroudsburg, I believe. I forget the block on his name right now, but I think Horowitz, maybe from Stroudsburg, it was Sefer Shaiwas and Chuvas Kinyan HaTorah. He's got a multi-volume set where he says, in that situation, even if they hear Avdallah first, they do say Ritzay. And it's a big chiddush for women, he says, because women maybe aren't chayiv. In Maariv, it's all shtickle. But the simple understanding is that they hear Avdallah first, and then they want to bench, they don't say Ritzay. Fine. So therefore, my wife always tells them, bench first before you hear Avdallah. But what about...
So they're not yod, if they wouldn't say Ritzay, they wouldn't be Yotzer Shal Shudas on Shabbos either.
Okay, well, I'm not sure about that. That's a tricky question. I don't want to commit to that necessarily yet. I don't know if that's fully true. Maybe that's true. Yeah, maybe. That's a tough question. But let's assume they just want to say Ritzay. You get a chance. The proper thing is really to say Ritzay. Here they lost an opportunity to say Ritzay. So, but what about, here's the tricky question now. We'll end with this tricky question. Let's say, so they come home, they're still in the middle of their Shal Shudas. My wife tells them to bench quickly before Tati makes Havdalah. But what do? They want to turn on the light to read the benching or whatever it is. They say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol and turn on the light. And now they... Who says they can't say Ritzay? They didn't make Havdalah yet. All they did was say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol. If they just say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, can they say Ritzay in benching?
Why should they?
Magen Avram is misupik about this. The Magen Avram in Reish Tzadim Achimel says he doesn't know the answer. Mishnah Berurah doesn't know the answer either, he says. He says, Tzarech in this situation. He says, Im Amar Mavdu Min Kodesh Chol Be'emtze Sudaso. So they're in the middle of their meal there. They're finishing up their meal. They say, Baruch HaMavdil. He says, Tzarech in Im Yochol Acher Kach Lomer Ritzei Be'birchas HaMozen. Because whatever now, so what are we going to do over here? So it's a big suffix. How do we paskin? So what are the shittas in this? So there's, I've saw in this journal, COVID Space, Aaron Yisrael, there's this Rabbi Shmuel Rosenbaum. He wants to have a whole shtickle Torah that they would be allowed to say Ritzay. Because it's still a time of Tosefet Shabbos. You know, Hasidim haven't even ended their Shabbos yet. It's still a time to say Ritzay. But that's a tremendous chiddush. Most other poskim, and I saw the Berur Halacha, which is the Aznibru's son, he writes that you don't say Ritzay. That's the simple psak. He says it's simple. Of course you don't say Ritzay in this situation. Huh?
Can we stop
Yeah, Sabi Brachas, and that's really what he's going with. Rabbi Yashuv, in quoted in the Zos Habracha says, "Im Amar Baruch Amavdu Ben Kodesh Shulchol B'Motzei Shabbos K'devasos Mavacha." And you to do it so my daughter could turn on the light so she could see the bencher better, whatever it is. Yesh possessed Sofik, he writes. Olakach Yevaruch Luvor Ritzei Sofik Baruch Sofko. Better not to say Ritzei. B'Yishtado Lishmor Ritzei Me'Acher. You should hear Ritzei from someone else if you can. So if one of my daughters turns on the light, it's better that they should hear Ritzei from my wife and be yotze with her in that situation. But it's a big problem. L'chachila Yevaruch Pirchas Hamazum Tchila V'Achach Yomer Baruch Hamavdil Min Kodesh Shulchol. So the best thing is to do is to bench first, then say Baruch Hamavdil, then they could hear Avdala.
Even to say
Yalav Yavoy. Yeah, Yalav Yavoy have a similar problem. Last final issue. What about if someone
said... on Purim.
Yeah?
On Purim, when a lot of people slept the meal till way past...
Oh, Purim, you have others as Yalav Yavoy, and there you have Mariv. There you have all the Shaila by Purim. We give all 10-minute Shechir on that. If you should have Mariv before or after you bench from the night of Purim. It's a whole separate situation. You say Alanisim, not Alanisim, a whole issue. What about, though, I'll end with this final case. What about Zimun? Can you have someone who's not saying Ritzei? Someone says Baruch Hamavdu Min Kodesh Shulchol now, and now, you know, let's say you have one of the Gabayim here want to go get the benchers or whatever it is, and the benchers are behind the lights or whatever. So he says Baruch Hamavdu Min Kodesh Shulchol, and he turns on the light and he gets the benchers, whatever it is. Yeah, now he comes back, and the Rav says, okay, how many people washed? You know, nine guys and this guy who already said Baruch Hamadol. Can he combine now? He's not saying Ritzei in his benching, and you have nine other guys are saying Ritzei, or two and one.
Huh?
But can you combine the benchings or not? So Rivas Sephraim says it's not so poshut. He says it's not so clear, because since this guy already ended his Shabbos by saying Baruch Hamadu Min Kol Shulchol, it's really kind of like a different chetz of a benching, and he's Rivas Sephraim leaves his tzarch in. He errs on the side that they can be mitzarif. I believe he brings some poskim back and forth, but it's a big shiloh. It's something to think about. The best answer is you got to be careful before you say Baruch Hamadu Min Kol Shulchol, because you're not going to get yourself in big trouble. Shkoyach.